It is the tradition in the church to stand out of respect for the gospel, and so if you're able, please stand. The gospel lesson today is another resurrection appearance of Jesus. It comes to us from the 21st chapter of John. It reads like this. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat and you'll find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they'd gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you've just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard, hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now the disciples, none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. The word of the Lord. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, it's good to be in your temple, among your people, in the presence of your body, blood, spirit, and this fish. Lord, open our eyes this morning to what a true sacrament is, just what it means to be sacramental. Open our eyes to the abundance of blessings that you've poured out on those you love. In Christ's name we pray. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what is your favorite meal of the day? Your favorite meal of the day. The next one? That's my favorite meal. Actually, my favorite meal, it really is breakfast. It really is. I love breakfast, and I think it's because of the association with my grandmother on my mother's side, Mammy Glass. And I just remember, and these are some of the most precious memories that I have, waking up in her house to the smell of coffee and bacon and getting up, and she's making these homemade biscuits, and it was just awesome. And when I think about breakfast, I think about that, and those are the meals that I really enjoyed. And whenever I have the occasion to have bacon and eggs and hash browns and biscuits, I really, really enjoy it, even though it's not as often as it used to be. Breakfast really, really is a nice, nice time for me and provides a lot of nice memories. And I like fish, and I think the association there is with my father. My father loved to fish. I didn't know anybody who loved to fish more than my dad did. And he caught a lot of fish. And so 4 or 5 or 6 times every summer, I don't know, it seemed like just about every weekend, we would have a fish fry at our house. And the family would come over and the neighbors were close by. And they would come over. And Dad had this Coleman stove. And he had this deep cast iron pan. And he had his batter that his special batter, and he would fry that fish on the driveway. And Mom had her hush puppy recipe, and he would fry those up. And it was just, again, one of those things that just is seared into your memory and just keeps coming back as wonderful, wonderful times. And I really enjoy fish. But fish for breakfast, I don't know about that. But we're going to do that today. We are going to enjoy a fish breakfast on the beach with Jesus because of our scripture lesson today coming to us from the Gospel of John. We are going to observe this Last Supper, as we always do on the first Sunday of the month, and we're also going to observe this first breakfast after the resurrection of Jesus. This gospel lesson that you've just heard read, I love this story, maybe my favorite story. I know you've probably heard that before about other stories, but I mean it this time. This one's really is my favorite. I love it. I love it because of the breakfast. I love it because of the fish. I love it because it makes me think of my grandmother. I love it because it makes me think of my father. And I love it because of the image of Jesus there on the beach, cooking fish over a charcoal fire and watching his disciples who'd gone back to what they do, gone back to fishing. And they fished all night and they caught nothing. And he said, come, let's have breakfast together on the beach. I love that imagery. I love what it says. You know, Jesus himself instituted Holy Communion in the church. We call the words that he used words of institution, and those words are in all three of the synoptic gospels. We have four gospels, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The first three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are called the synoptic gospels. You can hear in that the S-Y-N. You can hear in that synonym or same, because those three gospels are much the same. Scholars believe that they had access to the same sources. And so, yes, you have differences, but there is a unity to them. And John, though, is different. But before we get to John, which is where we are in our gospel lesson today, in all three of the synoptic gospels, Jesus gathers on the night before he died with his disciples for the Passover meal, which we now call the Last Supper. And in all three of those, he used very similar words. During the meal, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup and he blessed it. He gave thanks for it. He gave it to his disciples and he said, drink this, all of you. This is my blood. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we get this. The Apostle Paul, writing a bit later, used these same words of institution and said, this was passed on to me and I pass it on to you. And so today, for us, every first Sunday of the month, we observe Holy Communion, the Last Supper, the Eucharist, and we repeat these words of institution that come from these first three Gospels. But John's Gospel is different. There are no words of institution in the Gospel of John. He does not say these words on the night before he died. Now, he did gather with his disciples on that night, but the most remarkable thing about that meeting is that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and they had that meal, but he didn't use these words of institution. However, what I love about the Gospel of John is that he acted in ways, he said and did things that, to me, sure sound sacramental, and he did it many times. And I like to call this not a ritual like we might say we develop through our words of institution and our observance of Holy Communion, but this I like to refer to as a lived sacrament, a living sacrament, sacramental stuff that just happens in the course of living. In the second chapter of John, you remember there was the wedding feast at Cana. Jesus goes with his mother and some of his disciples to this wedding. And they run out of wine. And Jesus' mother says, hey, look, they've run out of wine. And Jesus says, what is this? Is that of mine? And she gives him sort of a sideways glance. And Jesus, what does he do? He turns that water into wine and lots of it. No specific words about the wine and the blood, but it's there. It's there. You can sense that it's there. And then in the sixth chapter of John. Jesus is teaching, and the multitudes are following him. They follow him all day long until really they have to look around and say, it's probably about time to have something to eat. And the disciples look at each other, they look at Jesus, and they say, how are we going to feed all of these people? No way we can ever gather enough money to buy food for all of them. And then there's that little boy with the fishes and the loaves. The fish and the loaves. And Jesus takes those, and in words that sound sacramental, he takes the bread, blesses it, and hands it out to all those. And there was more than enough. There was bread and fish left over. And then here, in the 21st chapter of John, Jesus, having been crucified, having been resurrected, we've already heard other resurrection stories. Now the disciples decide they're just going to go back and fish. And so they fish all night, they catch nothing. And as they're coming back toward the shore, they see this figure there on the beach. They don't know who it is at first, but it turns out it is Jesus. And he has that charcoal fire burning, and he has fish on it, and there's bread on it. And he invites them in and says, let's eat, friends. Let's enjoy some breakfast together. And he uses these words. He says, Jesus, the scripture says, Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and also the fish. What I want us to grasp in this brief meditation before our communion this morning is that what those disciples enjoyed was more than a breakfast. And what we're going to enjoy this morning is more than a breakfast. What the disciples enjoyed with Jesus was a banquet. And what we are going to enjoy with each other is a banquet. Language in the Bible from the beginning to the end speaks of heaven as a banquet, the marriage feast of the Lamb. For people who prayed for daily bread, for people who often went hungry, one vision of heaven was the place where there's enough to eat. And so when people envision heaven, they envision a banquet. They envision a table full of food, and they celebrate the provision of God. And we see that provision of God in these stories that I've related to you this morning. Plenty. Jesus providing plenty. He provided for 180 gallons of wine for a wedding that didn't need nearly that much, which speaks to the abundance of Jesus' provision. He provided for 5,000 people. That's only the men. There were women and children included there too, so the number was much larger, more than enough. And on this day in our gospel lesson, they caught 153 fish, more than they could ever eat, which tells us that when it comes to the generosity of God and the provision of God, that there's plenty and there's enough left over. And there really is enough to go around with the world's resources if we would only share them. That's the first point, the abundant provision of God. And the second thing I'd like for us to take away in this brief meditation before communion is that every meal is sacramental. I think that's what John is saying. Because John doesn't use these words of institution like the other three Gospels do, he just lives them. Jesus lives them out in his life. Every time he gathered with people sharing his love through a meal, that is sacramental. And so when we leave here today and we go into the fellowship hall or we go into the gym and we enjoy a fish fry, I want you to know that in a very real way, that meal is sacramental. And we can take that from here today to every meal that we have because of God's provision. We're well fed, right? We're very well fed. Sometimes we take that for granted. Today, let's appreciate the fact that this abundance, this food, comes out of the love of God, provided out of his tremendous generosity toward us. And so we may start a new habit here today. We may start a new tradition here today as we enjoy together this sacramental meal of bread and juice and fish. Amen.